Cannes. More than 350 figures from the cinema world, including Hollywood stars Richard Gere and Susan Sarandon, condemned genocide in Gaza in an open letter published Monday on the eve of the Cannes Festival. "We cannot remain silent while genocide is taking place in Gaza," read the letter initiated by several pro-Palestinian activist groups and published in French newspaper Liberation and U.S. magazine Variety. The signatories, which include acclaimed Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar and former Cannes winner Ruben Östlund, decried the death of Gazan photojournalist Fatima Hassouna. Hassouna, 25, is the subject of a documentary which will premiere in Cannes on Thursday by Iranian director Sepideh Farsi, titled Put Your Soul on Your Hand and Walk. Hassouna was killed along with 10 relatives in an Israeli airstrike on her family home in northern Gaza last month, the day after the documentary was announced as part of the ACID Cannes selection. Farsi welcomed the impact of her film but called on Cannes Festival organizers to denounce Israel's ongoing bombardment of the devastated Palestinian territory. "There needs to be a real statement," she told AFP. "Saying the festival isn't political makes no sense." This year's Cannes jury president Juliette Binoche was initially said by organizers to have signed the petition, but her spokeswoman told AFP she had not endorsed it and her name was not published by Liberation. Other signatories include Jonathan Glazer, the British director of Jewish origin who won an Oscar for his 2023 Auschwitz drama The Zone of Interest, as well as U.S. star Mark Ruffalo and Spanish actor Javier Bardem. War programming. The Cannes Festival kicks off Tuesday on the French Riviera, with an opening ceremony headlined by Robert De Niro and three films showing the devastation of Russia's war on Ukraine. Two documentaries featuring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and a third film shot on the brutal front lines of Europe's biggest war in 80 years are to be screened on a Ukraine Day of programming. "It is a reminder of the commitment of artists, authors and journalists to tell the story of this conflict in the heart of Europe," the festival said. Nothing similar has been planned for the war in Gaza, but the film on Hassouna is set to honor her memory, organizers have said previously. Gazan filmmakers Arab and Tarzan Nasser are also set to showcase their fiction feature set in 2007 in the Palestinian territory in one of the secondary sections of the festival. The opening film on Tuesday evening is Leave One Day by newcomer French director Amélie Benin before Hollywood heavyweight De Niro receives an honorary Palme d'Or. Depardieu. De Niro is one of the most outspoken critics of Donald Trump in the American cinema world, with a Taxi Driver star often struggling to find words harsh enough for the U.S. president.